Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you ever get the impression from television preachers that Christianity entails hardship, persecution, poverty, unpopularity, and even death? Many of the preachers on Trinity Broadcasting Network paint a glowing picture of health and wealth for all faithful Christians. They criticize those who have not yet attained prosperity. They believe that all of God's children are entitled to share in the Lord's great wealth. Jim Baker used to say, before he learned he was wrong, that God does not want any poor or sick kids. The simple reading of the Scriptures convinced Jim Baker that he had been preaching a false gospel. Jim's book, I Was Wrong, should be an eye-opener for any honest reader. There are troubles, trials, and tribulations for all of God's children. Yea, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. What did Jesus mean when he told the men who were sent on the limited commission? But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Matthew 10:17-18. Does any of that sound to you as if Christianity is a cushy existence? If our Lord did not escape persecution, what makes the health and wealth preachers think his modern followers can do so? Is it possible that some professed Christians have made so many compromises with the world that the world has no enmity toward them? What would be the world's reaction today if Jesus Christ and the apostles were to appear on the scene and preach like they did in the first century? Would our world crucify Christ as the first century citizens did? Would the apostles be run out of town or stoned to death? Some modern critics who are not particularly religious have seen through the sham of many modern religious movements. Neil Postman's book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, Public Discourse in the Age of Show Business, includes one chapter with the title, Shuffle Off to Bethlehem. Postman says he watched 42 hours of religious programming, primarily the shows of Pat Robertson, Robert Shuler, Oral Roberts, Jimmy Swaggart, Jerry Falwell, and Jim Baker. He felt he had wasted about 37 hours, since he could have learned what he needed to know about their kind of religion in about 5 hours. Postman reached two conclusions after watching those television preachers. Religion on television is presented, quite simply and without apology, as entertainment. Page 116. On these shows, Postman says, the preacher is tops. God comes off second banana. Page 117. Postman arrived at the following position regarding religious programming on television. Christianity is a demanding and serious religion. When it is delivered as easy and amusing, it is another kind of religion altogether. Page 121. The preaching of the apostles often resulted in their being brought before various councils and charged with blasphemy or insurrection. Peter and John had to stand trial before the Jewish Sanhedrin in Jerusalem. They were instructed not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. When they failed to comply with the Sanhedrin's demands, they were arrested again and brought before the council. Peter told the Jewish people, "We must obey God rather than men." Acts 5:29. Had it not been for the intervention of Gamaliel, one of the members of the Jewish council, Peter and John probably would have been killed. If the apostles and other first century preachers had been like many modern compromisers, would their lives have been in danger? Thank you, and may God bless you.